You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
It is quite an honor to stand here before you today to share. It is a privilege, it really is, every time that you have an opportunity to hear something and share it with the people. So let's pray. Father, we praise you, we bless you, we honor you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to hear from you once again. We pray that you prick our hearts and remove anything from there that would hinder us from receiving your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, is anybody left without electricity? Anyone? Oh, my gosh. We still have a couple of people without electricity. We had 6 days, and that was really, really bad. Please take note of those people who raised their hands, and if you can lend a helping hand in any way, that's what the body's for, so let's make sure we do that. I wanted to point out that Heal for Life, the refresher, is coming up September the 30th. It's going to be on this location. For those of you who don't know, Heal for Life is a two-day event that's held in Bradenton, Florida. It's an encounter with God, bottom line. It deals with matters of the heart. And if you want more information, you can talk to Joyce and I after the service. We'll be available to talk to you more about that. The message that I have for today is called Starting Over, which is quite appropriate given the situation that we just went through. It's a message the Lord gave me actually several weeks ago, but it kind of hits home as we're resetting our lives, right? And while I'm sitting over here, and I apologize to Xiomara because I gave her an outline, but I don't know how well I'm going to follow that. Because as I'm sitting over here, I'm hearing the Lord say, deal with the voices in the heads of the people. The reset button that God wants to do in your life is so that you can hear him. I think the silence that you heard, except for the hum of the generators all week long, was a reminder that there is a voice speaking. Actually, there are several voices speaking, but there's only one that you need to listen to. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice, and they hear my voice. A stranger's voice they will not follow. I think this is an opportunity, or it has been an opportunity, and I think we're still in time to be able to press that reset button and start over. And that's what I want to talk about today. Again, more information on Heal for Life. You can talk to us later. But one of the problems that I see in America is that we're so focused on winning. You know, we're focused on always being at the top. We often remember the gold medalist and we remember the Oscar winner, but who was nominated or who came in second, we don't really care. We don't even think about those people. And in fact, we call the second place, we call them what, first loser? Is that I've heard that said before. And the problem with that kind of mentality is that progress is not celebrated. You know, you started here, and we all started at a different place in life, right? Some of us had a silver spoon. Praise God for those people. Hopefully you're doing well and blessing others. Others of us had nothing when we started. And that's our starting point, whatever that is. And unless you have done something noteworthy and gotten your 15 minutes of fame, like Andy Warhol said, nobody really pays any attention to what's going on in your life. Now you do, because it's your life, and you're struggling through it, or you are winning at it, or whatever. But again, nobody pays attention unless you are at the very top. And I want to speak that starting over is a biblical principle. Being able to reset the clock, press that reset button, reboot, is very biblical. And in fact, Peter is the gentleman that came to mind as I was considering this. Oh, and by the way, I want to welcome Daniela and Renato from Brazil. They're visiting us today for the first time. Woo, woo, woo. And I also met Genesis and Deromi. Yes, I got it right. before the service, I want to welcome you today. And hopefully this word will bless you. Peter is a great example of someone who had to start over many times over. He had great revelations. He had great words to speak and great moments. I mean, other than Jesus, he's the only one other person that we know that walked on water, correct? I mean, that's pretty cool. But not just as soon as he starts walking on water, he sinks. He had to start all over again. Okay, he had this great revelation. You are the Son of God. You're the Messiah. And on the very next chapter, Jesus is telling, shut up, Satan. You know, he's like, reboot, you know. And then just before Jesus gets crucified, he says, I will die with you. And not a few hours later, he's denying the master, you know. And that classic denying him three times, cursing the heavens. You know, may the heavens crash down on me if I knew that man. And yet, he was able to restart his life. So I wanted to mention that that was a biblical principle. There are many other examples. Abraham was told that he was going to have a child. He kind of shortcut the process, ended up with Ishmael, and he had a true restart with Isaac. Moses, he was a prince of Egypt, as we saw in the cartoon show, right? Cartoon movie. And yet, he murders a man, and he had to start all over again. And we have just many examples like that. But I want to tell you also that starting over is a practical principle. It's something practical. In my own life, and this is the only one I can talk about, I had quite success growing up when I was young. I was a good athlete. I was good at church, good at school. But the struggles that were going on at home, nobody knew about. You know, my dad went through a nervous breakdown when I was 15 years old, and my life ended in a moment, and I had to reboot. Basically, I had to become a man. My childhood ended in that moment. And I want to speak about those things, by the way, things that have been done to you, things that have been said to you that have left you stuck in a place, in a moment in time. And sometimes you react to what other people are telling you or behaviors that you see around you, and you don't realize that it's because you're stuck back there. I lived there for a long time, and I had to restart. So then I go to ORU, Oral Roberts University. Again, you know, great athlete playing baseball and successful to other people's appearances, but nobody knew the internal struggles that I was going through. And I got a girl pregnant while I'm there, and I was asked to leave. And I had to restart all over again. You know? Well, that led to other situations where I ended up getting married. I should have not gotten involved in this relationship, but I got married. That relationship lasted 20 years. On the outside, it looked very successful. It ended in divorce. Again, reboot. I'm sharing those things with you to let you know that even people who stand up here and share from the gospel and hear God's voice have gone through some stuff, go through stuff. We're just like you. Here's the one difference, if there is any, that is we start over because we know that we only have one hope. It's in the Master. If it's not Jesus, we don't have any other hope. There is no amount of smarts, there's no amount of intellect, there's no amount of money, wealth, or pleasure that is going to fill that void that is inside of you. That hole that is inside of you was left there so that the Master could fill it with his love, with his identity in you, so that you would know that you are his, and that what you have experienced here is a temporary setback. Because when he reboots you, and you're made new, everything changes, okay? So I want to share also that starting over is a divine principle. And I'm going through these really quickly because I think that the Lord wants to do something at the end and we're short on time. But God restarted many times. And this is something that we tend to forget. When he created the angels, the Bible calls the angels sons of God. They were his children. They were his original children. A third of them left him, rebelled and left. He started again. And he made us. He made Adam and Eve. Okay? And the glory of God on the earth. And they fell. So he started again. And he went all the way up to Noah, right? And wiped the earth. Started with Noah. Started over. Again, Well, that line failed also. Eventually, he gave the people judges to take care of the people. Well, the people didn't want judges, so he gave them a king. He chose Saul. I mean, that was his chosen one. Okay? He chose him. He put his spirit in him. Saul failed, so God had to start again. He puts David in the house. Okay? David falls. He puts Solomon in the house. Solomon fails. Goes into silence for 400 years. Brings Jesus and starts all over again. The scripture even tells us that he made an earth, but he's making a new one. He made a heavens, but he's making a new one. So again, this is a divine principle. God restarts. God has no problem, okay, laying down a seed, a mustard seed, which the scripture tells us is the smallest seed, okay, and watch it grow. He has no problem with laying down something that he knows is going to take a long time to come about, because he's fully patient. And he knows that what he said will come to pass. So let me tell you, whatever word God has spoken over you, and you have heard his voice. I'm speaking to some specific people here. Some of you have never heard the voice of God. Today, you're going to hear it for the first time. I declare it in Jesus' name. Today, you're going to hear his voice for the first time. Some of you have, though, and have received words of encouragement, have received promises from him. Let me tell you, every word of promise of God is true. It has its day in the sun, okay? And hopefully today is that reboot day that allows you to hear it for the first time. Some obstacles to starting over, some challenges that we run into that keeps us from starting over, shame or regret over the past. And let me tell you about that. Talking about the past is to relive it. To relive it is to be stuck in it, okay? And even if you don't talk about it, if it's running in your head, we know from psychology, right, that we can't overcome our most dominant thought. Whatever that dominant thought is driving us, is making us behave in a certain way, okay? It's moving us in a certain direction. It's the reason why Romans 12:2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds need to be renewed. They need to be rebooted. They need to be started over, okay? Because that old mindset, that those old words that were spoken over you, which is the next thing I'm going to say, words spoken over us, and us repeating them. Things that were said to us, some of the things that you might have heard, you never amount to anything. You're so stupid. You're so dumb. You're just like your father. In Jesus' name, if you ever said that to your child, please ask for forgiveness. You're just like your mother. You don't realize what you're doing with those words. You're destroying their identity by cutting down their parent. I ask you in Jesus' name to ask for forgiveness so that the Lord can heal that. One day you're going to end up in jail. I think there was a survey. I think 90% of the men in jail have been told that. It's a huge number. Who's going to want a used woman? Your spoiled goods. These are some of the stuff that have been bombarded over us. Okay, and the Lord gave me these specific ones, so obviously some of you have heard these. In Proverbs 18:21, it tells us the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So those words have been said over us, and this is what we don't realize. That plays like a tape in our head. And even if you're fighting to overcome it, if you live your life to oppose it, like some of the things that Joyce's mom told Joyce, you know, about being a divorced woman, if you are living your life trying to not be that, it's running your life. It's still controlling you, okay? So we need to become aware of them, and when we are aware of them, then we start letting go of them, okay? The third one, lack of knowledge or wrong thinking, also leaves us stuck. Hosea 4:6 tells us, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And Proverbs 23:23 tells us, buy truth and do not sell it. By wisdom, instruction, and understanding. It's lack of knowledge that keeps us stuck. It's lack of understanding that keeps us in our place. When we really truly get a revelation of who we are in Christ, of who he has made us to be, of our identity. I was listening to the song last night, and I couldn't stop crying. I just wept. I think it's the New Jerusalem. I can't remember the name of the young man who sang it, but it tells us, and behold, The tabernacle of God is now with man. And he will be their God, and they will be his people. And the bride, she will marry the Lamb. Do you understand what that means? Can you comprehend? I can barely comprehend it. I'm going to be one with God. You are going to be one with God. Well, guess what? That's already spoken. That's already established. Eternity is in place already. You are that now. You are the bride of Christ now. You have the identity, the DNA of God in you right now. And those voices that you hear and those things that are being said over you are lies. They only have power when you believe them. They only have power when you walk in accordance to them. When you say enough and you turn around and leave the other way, they stop having power over you. Now they'll chase you. Hey, come back. We want you. We want our old home back. But you don't have to listen. You can keep going. Principle, what happened to us may have not been our fault, but what we do with our lives is our responsibility. Whatever was said over us, whatever was done to us, and I know some of us have experienced some really bad things. Some of the things that I've heard are just, and that you hear, you know, are overwhelming. Outside of the grace of God and what he can do for us and what he does through us, in us and through us, we have no hope. But I'm telling you, and you must accept the responsibility, of your life. It doesn't matter what anybody else has said. It doesn't matter what anybody has done to you. Say, okay, that was not my fault, but I'm responsible for my life. And from this day on, I'm making different choices. And I'm going in that direction. Okay, in Jesus' name. So how do we start over? Here's the first step, and this is always a first step. We must humble ourselves before the Lord. There is no other way. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. That's James 4. We must lay down our past and the voices from our past. Isaiah 43:18 tells us, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Let me tell you something if you weren't aware of. There are some people that no matter what you say, they're never going to forgive you. There are some people that no matter what you do, you're never going to be good enough for them. You're never going to change the status that they have in their mind about you. It is not your responsibility to try to please those people or try to live up to those expectations that they set for you in accordance to the things that happened to them. They have nothing to do with your value and nothing to do with your identity. There's only one person that you must please, and that's your Father in heaven. And guess what? He's already pleased with you. He's already happy with you. He's in a good mood all the time. He really is. He really is. And then third one is listen for direction and follow what you hear. I love this verse. Isaiah 30:21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. I'm going to ask the band to come up now. And this is my last principle, I think. To God, one day is like 1,000 and 1,000 like one day. But he also has a day called today. Our God is long-suffering. And like I said, he has no problems laying down a seed and waiting and watching it grow. But the day called today always comes. And we hear in the story of Joshua how he told Joshua, today, I'm establishing you as the leader over the people. And they will see you. And they will follow you like they followed Moses. Jesus in Calvary said to the thief on the cross, this day you will be with me in paradise. Concerning himself, Jesus said, today these words are fulfilled in your hearing. Talking about God being among people. And Peter said, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about on the day of Pentecost. Again, it was today. And God says to you, in Corinthians 6:2, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. And in Hebrews 3:7, it tells us, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. The New Living Translation, it says, today, when you hear his voice. He's always speaking. He's always whispering. In your dreams, he sends people along your way to tell you things. And here's the importance of you being able to hear God, not only to save your life, because sometimes we get stuck. And that's what the enemy will want us to do. He wants to use our pain to leave us stuck in place, and so that we're always thinking about us. What's going on with me? I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm lacking this or that. But there's people around you that are hurting. And he's given the word to you, and what he has done in you, he wants to do through you. Recently, Joycey and I were in North Carolina. And we were ministering with Joe in an event, Pastor Joe Non. And I saw this little girl over here to the left that was avoiding looking at her. And I thought, that girl's been hurt. And I was seeking the Lord, give me something for this girl. Give me something for this girl. And I was hoping that when Pastor Joe finished that she would come forward and receive ministry. But she didn't. And so at the very end, as we're closing in prayer, I'm praying to the Lord. And all of a sudden, I have a flash of a windowsill and a little bear on it. And I'm wondering, could this be related to that little girl? I have no idea. But I'm thinking, So I'm hoping to have an opportunity to speak life. I just wanted to speak life over her. I'm aware that our words are life, as it said, or death. And so I can speak life where something has been dead. And so I'm looking for this opportunity. She comes our way. And as soon as she gets close enough, I say, are your parents here? Because obviously I wanted to make sure that she was with adults. She's about 12 years old. And she says, no, my grandmother's here. And I couldn't see her. So I asked the pastor to please stand by because I wanted to speak over her. And I started giving her some encouraging words. And nothing is hitting. Nothing is touching. There's no connection happening. I'm aware of it. And then I remembered what I saw. And I said to her, do you have a little bear? And she goes, no, just like that. And I go, are you sure you don't have a little bear? Because I saw a windowsill with a little bear on it. She goes, I lost it. And I said, what happened? And she goes, well, we just moved. And in the move, I lost it. And immediately I felt like, okay, well, this has something to do with loss. She's lost something. She's lost some people. So I start speaking over her and just giving words, whatever the Lord gave me in that moment, to speak life into her. As she leaves, her grandma shows up and goes, thank you for speaking to my granddaughter. I said, she's gone through a lot. I said, well, it's odd. I saw a windowsill with a little bear on it. And she goes, she has a windowsill full of little animals. And she speaks to them. She won't talk to me, but she speaks to them. And to me, it was amazing that the one that I saw was the one that was lost. It was none of the ones that were there. It was the one that was lost. When we went to the cafeteria afterwards to get a bite to eat, that girl just ran to me. Just started gushing her whole heart over to me. Her mom is a drug addict. Her mom has been in jail. Her father is gone, disappeared. She contemplated suicide. She actually cut a blade and was going to cut herself and was able to avoid doing that. She wanted to end her life. And she herself recognized that some things have been stolen from her. And so I was able to speak life into her. Now, just think about what happened to that girl in that moment. She knew God saw her. She knew God was listening to her prayers when she was talking to the little animals. And this is what the Lord is telling you. I'm listening to you. I hear you. I see your pain. I see your tears. When nobody's watching. When you're driving down the street and you stop in the corner and the tears start flowing down. I see you. I hear you. I know what you've gone through. It's not your fault.
but I'm here today to heal you. Please close your eyes. Listen to the voice of your Father. This is what He's saying to you today. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. If your sins are as red as blood, I'll make them as white as snow. You are my daughter. I sent my son to rescue you. I have a robe up here waiting for you. I have a crown of glory that I want to give you. I have a throne in which I want you to sit. I have a home prepared for you. I have joy to give you that you have never known. For some of you who are looking for a companion, so looking for a spouse, the Lord has that man, the Lord has that woman for you. As you prepare your heart today and you let go of those last voices that have been speaking to you, the Lord is going to start revealing to you things about you to get you ready for that man or that woman that's coming your way. There are business opportunities waiting for you to lay down that one that you thought was your great idea, because He has an idea for you that He wants you to accomplish. Father, I thank you for the people. Now I ask you, in Jesus' name and by the authority of your Son, I break every voice over your people that is not yours. In Jesus' name, I break every condemning voice over your people. Every voice of judgment, every voice of shame, I break it now in Jesus' name. And I allow now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come and whisper to the people your words, what they need to hear. Speak to them now, Holy Spirit. With your eyes closed, if there's anybody here who knows that they need a restart, they need a reboot, why don't you raise your hand now? Again, everybody's eyes closed and every head bowed. If you know you need a restart, you need to hear a new word from the Lord, you can raise your hand. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every hand raised, for those people who are needing a new word from you. Speak to your people, Lord, today. Give them that fresh word. In Jesus' name, if you have sins over your life, I forgive you. By the authority that Christ has given me, I forgive you. Your sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. And you start anew. From today, you will start hearing again the voice of God. You will hear it, and it will sound like your voice. But you'll begin to trust it when you see that it was Him. I thank you, Father, and I seal these words in every heart and every mind. Thank you, Lord, because today you give us a new day, a new beginning. We can start afresh with you, and your word that is alive in us will spring to something eternal. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.